Please take a posture that feels comfortable, easeful. I'm going to offer a guided meditation on metta. And the primary focus will be offering metta to oneself. Not exactly, words sometimes are a little awkward or not quite precise, but it's not exactly offering metta to oneself, but really finding that source of love, of kindness, of caring within oneself, and allowing that to just fill our beings with that expression of love, of friendship. And so there are different ways to approach this, and I'm going to offer a few. Just to try on, to approach, and then see what is helpful for you, what really is connecting you. As I mentioned at the beginning of the retreat, I feel that this heart of metta is something that is so healing to the harshness, the judgment, the expectations, the requirements that we feel that are projected upon us, and that we project, that incorporate and internalize and project on ourselves. And we, you know, we live with a sense of being not enough, and shame and inadequacy. And I really feel that that in offering or in immersing ourselves and nourishing ourselves with kindness and friendship in this way, it does radiate out to all beings. It is a way of sharing. And we can do it explicitly as well. I think it is implicitly when we really immerse ourselves in loving friendship. Really the obstacles to sharing that heart of kindness with those around us dissolve. So let's begin by breathing into the heart. And if you wish, you can place your hand on your heart, or both hands on your heart, one hand on your abdomen if that feels grounding. Breathing into the heart. And I invite you to connect with this quality of a loving heart in a way that works for you. So some possibilities are to bring to mind somebody that feels very dear to you. If that is easier for you than feeling just connecting with that love for yourself. connecting with that core within yourself, that heart within yourself, which aspires to love, which aspires to be generous, which aspires to awaken. Thinking of yourself as a child, the innocence, the openness, the open-heartedness of a child. Perhaps some way that you remember or an image that you have of a moment, a time when you felt happy and pure-hearted as a child, maybe curious, maybe excited at discovering something. Connecting with the deep aspiration, perhaps remembering what you were bringing to mind at the beginning of the retreat when you spoke about your aspiration for this retreat. Something that feels wholesome. Something that feels onward leading. So, resting in the heart, and in whatever way it evolves for you, and also if you are used to using the phrases of metta, those also can be helpful to bring our intention toward offering this kindness and caring for ourselves. So perhaps just saying phrases that you are used to saying, if they are evocative for you. May I be safe. May I be well. May I be happy and at peace. May I be free from suffering. May I live with ease on this earth. And bringing the attention more to the quality of heart than to the words themselves. So for me, I just say the word love. Love, and I'll allow that to kind of resonate, vibrate in my heart and fill my heart and fill my whole being. Breathing it in. And perhaps sensing a quality of luminosity. And breathing it out into the being, into the whole being. Breathing through the being. Breathing out love. And letting it radiate outwards. David was sharing with me earlier today that his teacher, Bhante Wimala, gave him some phrases that he uses when he wakes up in the middle of the night. And he puts one hand on his heart and one hand on the abdomen and says, I love myself. I love my whole being. I love myself. I love my whole being. And there may arise some sense of, I don't deserve love, or I'm not worthy of love, which is it's a false thought. It's an unhelpful idea that perhaps has been internalized. And so just if any thought comes up, which is resisting this gift of love that you're offering yourself, you can just bring compassion to that, or just love. Just loving even that thought. Just loving even that delusion. It doesn't matter that it's delusion. It's arising within your being. So you can love that too. So breathing in love. Breathing out love. Any word that you like. Amor. Metta. Friendliness, caring. Dear one, sweetheart. Nourishing this being, this beautiful being that you are, this sacred being that you are, with the gift of love. Perhaps a sense of luminosity within and around the heart center. Perhaps a sense of joy arises as well. Also one of the Brahma Viharas, or heavenly abodes, the qualities of heart of Buddha. Love, compassion, joy. What is the quality that arises? Just keep coming back to love, to friendliness, to caring. I love myself. I love my whole being. No part left out. And if the mind turns away from this, if it feels like that's too much or that's enough, just rest. Rest quietly, maybe saying the word love or maybe saying a phrase that connects you to metta. You might imagine or visualize this quality of metta as a light that you're breathing in, that is filling this body, mind, heart, perhaps coming through the crown of your head, filling the body. Perhaps imagining this quality of love as a kind of ambrosia or something delicious and nourishing and healing, a medicine. The Buddha holds a medicine bowl in one of the iconographic images. What is that medicine that the Buddha is holding in that vessel? Could be many things. Certainly one medicine is love, is this unconditional quality of complete acceptance, caring, and friendship. Turning the inner gaze towards one's own being, one's own heart mind, gazing deeply into oneself, into one's non-self, and offering love. Coming home to yourself, coming home to your heart. A joyful reunion. Nothing more to do to deserve this love. Nothing to achieve. No requirements. If something comes up in the heart mind as being some action or word or deed that was done that you feel makes you undeserving of this love, you can bring an intention to deeply forgive yourself, to deeply forgive yourself. There is nothing that need be an obstacle to receiving this gift of love, this heart of love. And now, as we're in the last few minutes of the guided practice, I invite you to to imagine, to visualize the body as, to just have a sense of the comportment of the body and to sense it as filled with light, filled with this light which is has the quality of warmth and love. And allowing this luminosity, this light, to gently radiate out in all directions. Bringing the warmth and light of this loving presence to all those here in this room. In the building, and outwards in all directions, beyond any horizon that you can see. Just gently allowing this flow of metta, friendship, of kindness to all beings, from the tiniest creature, little insect, all the birds and the forest creatures, the forest itself, the trees, the water, the stones, earth, may all beings be safe. May all beings be well. May all beings be free.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.